Hello, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name is Madeline Taylor, and I've been away for a couple weeks, so I'm excited to be back on air with you on this very critical day. It's Election Day in Canada. If you have not gone out to the polls to vote yet, do it. You have 3 hours left in BC, which is where we are. It's 4:01 p.m. So make your plan. Do it. You don't need to be registered. You just need proof of address. You can go down. It takes like 5 minutes. Please go vote. If you were not convinced to this point as to why it's important to vote, lucky for you, this show is the theme is 15 reasons to vote. So I'm going to make you think real hard about it. And if you're not in the mood for that, then I welcome you to switch back to Virgin Radio or whatever. And I'm sure they'll have something totally palatable for you over there. But in the meantime, I have a track for you from Sleater-Kinney. It's called One Beat. It's off of a record that came out right after President George W. Bush was elected democratically in America. Debatably democratically. But if you want to make sure that something like that doesn't happen in Canada, go vote. And the first reason that I want you to think about why it's important to go vote is because you can. Democracy is a precious right. It's not something we should take for granted. There are protests happening in China right now and Chile with lots of violence and police crackdown happening with people asking for democracy because they want a hand in how they're governed. And here, we already have the right to do it. So exercise it. I know it's easy to feel apathetic, it's easy to feel like it doesn't make a difference, but it absolutely does make a difference. So get your butt out there and do it. Change is slow, and voting is not going to solve everything, no, but it does help. It's part of harm reduction, so please, do it. Now you can listen to some music. That was Sleater-Kinney with One Beat, and you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and the theme for today is 15 Reasons Why You Should Vote. We're on number two. Number two is PharmaCare. People need meds, and a lot of them are super expensive, and if you don't have coverage through work, a lot of people can't afford to buy their meds, which means that they're living in a worse way. Maybe their brains don't work as well. Maybe they have diabetes. There are all kinds of reasons why you might not be able to afford your meds, but this is a very real problem. If you know anyone in their 20s with any kind of mental health issue, doesn't have coverage from their parents or their job or through school, you probably know someone who is having a hard time affording their meds. You must think I'm fly. With that, this is Javier Mighty with Waves. You must think I'm fly. 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 You must think I'm fly.
It might be a phase, but I'm stoning. I might blaze in the morning. I'm driving a conversation with Charlemagne in the morning. I sometimes blaze when I'm horny. Make you savor me only. Mr. Smith, would you stay with me? I'm a major league shorty. Don't bother tracing me poorly. Polaroid for the win still. Don't you know that I sit still? My dichotomy crazy. You probably couldn't sit still. I vibe with Sway in the morning. Vibing Sway in the morning. I'm amazing, don't worry. I write my name for the story. Don't mind my lane, bitch, I'm Tory. Y'all as sacred as Maury. I'm inflating my glory. Ain't no debate, I ain't sorry. Bet you hate me, I get it. You lame and maybe pathetic. My DNA is poetic. Hey, I mean it's genetics, I'm sacred, but they just catching up. Eliminate factors, but I always take the grand. Don't imitate a pastor, but I more than chase the facts. I'm sitting on this paper like I'm rolling with the bank perspective. I'm mastered simply knowing how to rap, respect it. You hamster in this bowl, you just a rat defective. I battle little boys and make them men. Remember the intro of many men? Respect is what I'm holding, you should know I'ma stay strong. I rub the engine, all I know is go like a Veyron. And you must like the flavor, wanna lick on me. Yeah, baby, you must like the wave, you tryna swim on me. Yeah.
No wonder you're so close, oh.
You must think I'm fly.
We smoking in my whole song.
You must think I'm fly.
Got backwards for the low, low.
You must think I'm fly.
Yeah, hey, fist full of dollars. Punchlines kick ass like Chris Wallace. Stuff in pockets, they fat, we split wallets. Live lawless, her lip glosses, my dick polish. New balance, had never new balance. Cashing a check, I like the new balance. Hey, watch, somehow I do balance it. Walking my shoes up in these new balances. Hey, a tight rope, raise the stakes. Raise hell till heaven is at its gate. These niggas snake and fake and nothing sacred, for heaven's sakes. I was ready to die working grave shifts. God is gracious. Now it's steak with my side and my
main bitch.
Yeah, I was lost in a maze. Now they shocked and amazed. It's amazing. Yeah, I know my fears are only mine. I know my fears are in my mind. I got no fears except for time. I took those fears and made them mine. I can't go back cause I can't change that. Made some change, now I can't change back. Things felt strained, I had to change that. But when shit gets strange, you need your gang back.
You must think I'm fly. No wonder you're so close.
You must think I'm fly.
We smoking in my whole song.
You must think I'm fly.
Got backwards for the low, low.
You must think I'm fly. You must think I'm fly. You must think I'm fly.
That was Polaris Prize winner Javier Mighty with Waves featuring Sean Leon. And you're listening to Shoes on a Wire. It is 15 Reasons Why You Should Vote. Number three, Indigenous Land Sovereignty. Hey guys, remember when Justin Trudeau sent the RCMP into Wet'suwet'en territory to arrest a bunch of people who were protesting on their own land against pipeline expansion? You remember that? It's illegal. Can't do it. But he did it. You know how you could help make sure that doesn't happen again? Is by voting for someone who's not going to do that. Guess who's not going to do that? The NDP. The Green Party, maybe, but probably best the NDP. So that's just a subtle suggestion there. Reason number four why you should vote. Climate change. Climate change is happening. You may have noticed that the world is getting really messed up by storms and weather, all kinds of stuff. There were millions of people marching in the streets in the end of September, Greta Thunberg, all of that. But you should also be aware that there have been indigenous climate activists and land protectors doing this work for decades, and they've gotten overwhelmingly arrested and persecuted for it rather than celebrated like Greta. Greta's doing great work, but she's standing on the shoulders of a lot of people who've taken a lot of trash to make it so that this is a mainstream movement. And with that said, the fact that there are millions of people marching doesn't mean that anything has actually changed or that anyone is really making important strides towards fixing the problem. And this is maybe something that seems like not that big a deal. Maybe, you know, you just get up and go to work, don't think about it that much. But people in my generation are sitting here thinking we shouldn't have kids because we don't want our kids to have to deal with catastrophic storms and wars over water and those sorts of things. So maybe take it seriously, maybe consider it when you go out to vote. With that, I have a track from JB the First Lady. This is Still Here.
Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. The father in sight, women warrior fight. I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal. A head by a century, awaken the spirit, be fearless and clear it, no limit. I spit it, I risk it, I hit it, it's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. Important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11:11. So meet me at 7:11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing. I see the gaps. I have the maps to take it back. Come on. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here, we're still here. Enrage and resistance, take back the land is the business. Step up and witness, speak up, go the distance. The time is now, show them how. They didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow. Now allow your powwow. Full push-ups to dance your style. I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You check my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impact the youth. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we're in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here. We're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. We're still here. They come.
me on my celly to hear my words and my verbs, my words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen, shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release. I never couple these middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Why natives hated? Still native kids be taken, still treaties are forsaken. Still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand, your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the mask, I save the people. Kill the ego, no sequel, no one is illegal. Power to the people, together we are better. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations. Common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess. Say it again, no clean water. But we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. But we still here. They try to ban our pot latches, but we still here. Smallpox and trail of tears, but we still here. We still here, 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 here,
here. That was JB, the First Lady, with Still Here. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and it is 15 Reasons Why You Should Vote. We're on number 5. Reason number 5 is dental coverage. Similar to pharmacare, a lot of people can't afford to have their teeth cleaned unless they are covered through work, covered through school, or covered by their parents. And that's something that certain parties have promised will become universal if they are elected. Reason number 6 why you should vote, electoral reform. In the last election, Justin Trudeau promised that he would get rid of first past the post so that we wouldn't have to vote strategically anymore. And then he just decided not to do that. He just didn't do it. For no real reason. There's a really good YouTube video where you can see 2 minutes of him just promising on repeat that he will get rid of first past the post. And then you can just compare that to where we're at right now. And everyone's still talking about strategic voting. So, you know, just saying. Just saying. Up next, I have a track from Girlwood, who are from Kentucky. They're a queer duo, one of my favorite groups. They put out a new record in August. I did an interview with them last year when they put out their first full-length record, Daddy. You can find that in the Shoes on a Wire archives. And this is a track from their new record. It's called Get Shot. That was Girlwood with Get Shot from their newest record. I'm going to take a little break and then we'll be back. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire, 15 reasons why you should vote in today's federal election. You still got 2 hours and 38 minutes to make it happen. Maybe you can leave or work early. Like, that would be nice. Get a coffee. Go, you know, listen to a podcast if you have to stand in line. Maybe it's relaxing, you guys. Just, you know, just think about it. There's still time.
Narcotics King. Big time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
You're still listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. The theme for today's show, if you just tuned in, is 15 reasons why you should vote in today's federal election. We're on reason number 7. Reason number 7 is that you could, if you vote, you could have a prime minister who hasn't worn black or brown face makeup, and you could also have one who doesn't prop up white supremacy like certain parties do. Not going to name names, just something to think about, you know? There's also this really cool guy who is actually a person of color, and his platform's really good. So consider that. One of the things that he stands for is the rights of sex workers. Super important. No federal candidate has talked about that before. So something that you, another reason that you should consider. That was 2 reasons for you, just so you know if you're counting. That was reason number 7, reason number 8. And now I'm going to let you chill out for a minute and listen to some Angel Olsen. This track is called Too Easy, which is also what it is like to vote. It is so easy to vote. You should do it.
Yeah.
That was Too Easy by Angel Olsen off of her new record, All Mirrors. We are on reason number 9 why you should vote today. Reason number 9 is abortion rights and access. So currently, abortion is legal in Canada, but if you live in rural parts of the country, it's extremely hard to access already. Now, the Conservative Party has said that they would not reopen the abortion debate. That said, many members of the Conservative Party, members of Parliament, have attended pro-choice rallies. Now, that might lead some people to conclude that the party as a whole is a little bit skeptical or maybe less supportive of people's right to abortion. And that lack of support can mean that though technically abortion remains legal, maybe they don't allocate funding in the same way. Maybe they change bylaws that mean that, you know, like hallways need to be a certain width, or there needs to be certain kinds of doctors to refer people to get abortions. Little ways that you can chip away at that right like we've seen in the States. It's not that hard to do, and it's already hard to access in many parts of Canada. So it's important to keep in mind. Number 10. Trans rights and access to healthcare. So, Andrew Scheer does not support the LGBTQ community. This is widely documented. That is troubling, to say the least. I'm just going to leave it at that. I've got a track coming up next from Champion Lawnmower. It's called I Can Slinky. That was Champion Lawnmower with I'm Slinky, which is a pretty hilarious song title. Or I Can Slinky. Sorry, there's a verb in there. They Can Slinky. Champion Lawnmower just released a tape and had their last show ever. It's such a sad thing when that happens, but I wish them all the best. I hope they keep making music. And in the meantime, you can enjoy their tape. It is called Champion Lawnmower by Champion Lawnmower. The album art is very cute. There are weird duck people building a sled on the cover. It's a very, very interesting illustration. You can find it on Bandcamp. Okay, so you're listening to Shoes on a Wire. I am listing off 15 reasons why you should vote in the federal election. We are on reason number 11. Reason number 11 is arts funding. Arts funding is important. Everybody likes art. Even if this doesn't seem like something that is front and center in your life, there are tons of federal funding programs that contribute to the existence of healthy arts communities across the country in bigger cities and even smaller cities. And those things wouldn't exist if we didn't have federal funding for it. Something to keep in mind. Reason number 12 is public education funding. Now, this is education is provincially regulated, but again, there are a lot of federal granting programs that exist. For example, SHRC, that's something that that a lot of university students pay attention to and rely on. So keep that in mind. That was reason number 11 and 12. I'm going to play two tracks now from a new compilation that came out with lots of local performers on it. It's called Short Songs Volume 1, and the first track is by Future Star, and the track is called Heartbeat. That was two tracks from a new comp that just came out called Short Songs Volume 1, and the last song you heard was called It's Okay, It's Okay, I'm Here by Davina Joy, and before that was a track from Future Star called Heartbeat. You are still listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to take a little break here, and then we'll be back with more reasons that you should vote in the federal election today. Thank you.
ATIRA Women's Resource Society supports women and children impacted by violence by building and operating a range of safe, affordable housing and related support services, including childcare centers. ATIRA has housing and programs across the Lower Mainland. Our feminism is inclusive and intersectional. We envision a world free of inequalities where everyone's human rights are respected and where women and girls have the right to participate fully and effectively in all of the decisions that affect their lives. To find out how you can help, please visit our website at atira.bc.ca or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Free of Violence.
Hey guys, please vote in this federal election. Pretty please? Please? Actually, no. You know what? F*** this. I'm not gonna beg you. Get the f*** out there and vote. This is your right and your responsibility. Don't give me that political apathy bullshit.
What's the point?
We're in a climate crisis, an opioid crisis, and a housing crisis. Your vote can actually do something about those things. We know the system is messed up, so let's fix it. Start by voting. Election Day is October 21st. To register, find early voting dates, and any other info, please, please visit elections.ca. Crackdown is coming to CITR. Starting August 30th, CITR will be airing the award-winning podcast about Vancouver's overdose crisis, told by drug user activists and supported by research. Crackdown is hosted by celebrated documentarian and longtime drug user Garth Mullins. Catch Crackdown every Friday morning at 8 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. My name's Madeline, and the show's theme for today is 15 reasons to vote in the federal election, which is happening today. If you're listening in BC, you still have 2 hours and 19 minutes to vote. So please do. Reason number 13, if you need another reason, is housing access. There have been some federal pledges as part of various platforms that talk about contributing funds to housing access. Super important. Reason number 14 why you should vote. The opioid crisis. Thousands of Canadians have died because of a poisoned drug supply. This is a complicated issue, but there are ways to help people rather than allowing them to die en masse and having just basically a citizen army of people carrying naloxone kits to try to help them. So there are other options, and keep these things in mind when you go out to the polls and vote today. The track I'm going to play up next is by Bush Tetris. It's called Too Many Creeps.
I just don't wanna go out in the streets no more.
That was Bush Tetris with Too Many Creeps. And we are at number 15 of reasons why you should vote in the federal election. Once again, you have 2 hours and 14 minutes left to vote. Make a count. That's plenty of time to go down there and cast your ballot. So reason number 15 is that billionaires are currently not being taxed in this country. Do you know how much money billionaires have? It's a lot. A billion is a number that I can't even really conceive of, to be honest. Like, I know that it's a lot of zeros. I know that it's many more times a million, which is still an inconceivable amount of money. And 1% tax on billions of dollars would make a big difference in terms of the money that we had around to do things like make sure people could get their teeth cleaned if they make less than 30K a year, you know? Might be a good thing. Something to think about in your 2 hours before the polls close. I am about to play a track here that I would like to dedicate specifically to Jagmeet Singh. I think he's run a really compelling social media campaign specifically. And I was watching a local pop icon Devour's Instagram story recently, and he was talking about how obsessed he is with this CanCon FemCon icon. So this is hilariously a track from Chantal Kreviazyk. It is called Before You, and I would like to dedicate it to Jagmeet Singh, who might be listening. I have no idea. I know he's in Burnaby right now, so shout out Jagmeet. Through. Chantal Kreviazuk, everybody. 1999, what a time. What a time in Canadian music. Anyways. Yeah, that was for Jagmeet Singh. This has been 15 Reasons Why You Should Vote in the Federal Election, which is today, in case you didn't know. The show is Shoes on a Wire, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. I have two more tracks for you. This next one is by Lizzo. It's a hit right now. You might have heard it. And this one I would like to dedicate to Justin Trudeau.
With your bitch, I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single, ain't worried about a ring on my finger, so you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my. I'm in it. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
Was dedicated to Justin Trudeau from me. My name's Madeline. You've been listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. And this was 15 Reasons Why You Should Vote in the Federal Election, which is today. You still have 2 hours if you're on the West Coast. I'm going to leave you with one last track here on Shoes on a Wire, and then I'm going to hand it off to Nina Panini and special guest Claire on Deliberate Noise. They always have incredible themes. I think it's about spooky season today, but I'm not totally sure. So you'll just have to stick around for another 5 minutes and find out once they get on mic. But the last track I'm going to play for you today is Gil Scott Heron. Sorry, just flubbed that real good. Gil Scott Heron. The revolution will not be televised. Get out there and vote. Do it for somebody besides me. Do it for one of the 15 reasons I gave you, or do it because they'll give you a cool sticker. I don't really care, just do it. Thanks. Bye.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Don't miss the dreamy guitar pop sounds of Penelope Isles. Catch this up-and-coming band live at the Biltmore Cabaret on October 29th. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorda Magazine.
Indie rockers Rah Rah Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Hey guys, please vote in this federal election.